This is the Extraordinary Life Podcast with Archbishop Sam Amaga, bringing you the word of faith and the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. My life has been blessed. The harvest of them, I've had the privilege not to buy a car for myself now for quite a number of years. We just built Life Camp Church. Where was the church to build that thing then? What God blessed my family with the little that was available in that, went for that thing. The money I kept to buy land for my personal house was what built that Life Camp. Am I demanding church to pay me back then? 100 and something million was there. But you see, we finished a service one afternoon, and one of my sons just approached me and said, I ordered some jeeps, and one of them is ordered for you. Another jeep is coming. One of my sons called me from US, and he says, we have just paid for Lexus. You will take delivery of a Lexus jeep. So they were exporting it now. It's already in the container. Now, you think God is bringing harvest for nothing? One of the things I don't buy these days is suit. But you need to know how many suits have left my wardrobe in the 80s, in the 70s. I'll just come one and said, all of these suits go to pastors. All of this go for... Now, there was a day I cleared my wardrobe and the things that were left for me to wear were too few. But I don't buy suits. You see me wear expensive suits, isn't it? I don't buy them. And now some of them being know my size, only God. I think that some of them are doing some ministry with Pastor David. I think so. Before I know it, they bring a suit and it's my size. Now somebody must be leaking secrets somewhere. Amen. Listen, people will come. He said, I will shake. Get up and say, God is shaking. He's shaking them to me because he's filling the house with glory. Not only filling the house with glory, verse number 7, Haggai chapter 2. Oh my God, I hope I have time to speak about the next wisdom key. Haggai chapter 2, verse number 7. He said, I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord. Is that right? Go to verse 8. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 9. He said, the glory of this latter house shall be what? Greater than the former. You haven't seen anything. When people tell me what God did in Port Harcourt, I said, that is the beginning. When people tell me what God did in Lagos, you haven't seen anything. The glory of Salem in this third phase will be greater than the first phase, than the second phase. Abuja, get ready, because God will stir the blessing into the city. Amen. The glory of this latter house shall be what? Greater than the former. And God says, this latter grace and glory that is coming shall come with peace. No struggle. Please put your hand upon your head and pray the peaceful breakthrough. Pray that prayer quickly. Peaceful breakthrough upon your life. 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 Amen. Peaceful breakthrough upon your life. Peaceful breakthrough upon your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You receive it in the name of Jesus. Please, some of your friends have to be around to hear this kind of thing. Amen. Please be seated. Now, I can keep sharing testimonies and upon testimonies. Now, there was a time we were young in ministry. I was buying for me the first Mercedes Benz. You know those Mercedes Benz 230 in those days? I was buying for me. Boy, the best one was the brown one. I sent Pastor Shegu all the way to go buy it, and He drove it from Lagos down that night. Hey, thank God. Mercedes 230. Flat. Coffee color. But it was Tokumbo. And I was celebrating it. And I went to the garage where they parked it. And as I was opening that car to get into it, the Lord showed me my pastor to whom I'll give that car. And I called my PA and I said, John, package this car. This is the pastor that owns it. The next morning, church, it was given to him. And somehow God blessed me with another Mercedes 230. Because whatsoever you sow, that was a white one. And those of you who know me in Port Harcourt, I drove that one for quite a while with fat tire. And one of these days I was getting from the office late in the evening. And we just appointed a national pastor. Bishop Dave Marker is the national coordinating bishop. Then we had the national pastor. And the Lord spoke to me in that car that night. Give this car to the coordinating national pastor. I called him. He was driving a Peugeot 306. Is it 306? 306, right. It was 306, yes, 306. He was driving a Peugeot 306. And I gave that to him. Then God blessed me with a 280 Mercedes-Benz. A green 280 Mercedes-Benz. I was preparing to move. I had a 280 Mercedes-Benz and I had a bus. We came to church one day and were preparing for the celebration of mom's birthday. It was very clear instruction. You shall celebrate this woman of God with your car. And in the church, I gave her the key of the 280 Mercedes-Benz. And I went to enter the bus. Please pay the price. And mom was making yanga for me. She drove her 280 and parked by my bus. He said, can I give you a lift, sir? I said, I must know that the 280 has left me. Go. Just carry your car. Go. Leave me with my bus. And I drove my bus for quite a while. Amen. When we're going to move to Lagos. See, too many testimonies. So think about when the seed was just leaving me like that. Just going. Just going. And think about what God is doing. Now, he's not bringing them in Mercedes-Benz. He's bringing them in Jeeps. Why the Lexus arrived? A son flew from Port Harcourt and came to my house just appreciating God. He said, 1992, God brought me to you. He said, I was sacked from Shell. I got so depressed. I became a drunkard. They called me Mr. Bottle. My friends were telling my wife to divorce me because I was no good anymore. He said, bottle is, no, you are not drinking from glass, it's now bottle. He said, I thought I would drink myself to stupor and forget my misery. He said, but the more I drank, the more depressed. He said, that's, God brought Mr. Bottle to you. You clean me up. And he said, today I'm a CEO over one of the big establishments. He said, Dad, there's a car that is missing in your garage. I said, no, son, there's no car missing. I have enough cars. I said, a car is missing in your garage. 2 weeks, it shall be here. They brought in a container containing a Mercedes-Benz. Now, if you do the word will work for you. So this one, they are begging you to give offering and pay tithe for what? For what? But you see, at the doing point, that's where the pain of obeying scripture is. The sacrifice of it. Gather unto me my saints who have entered into covenant by sacrifice. When I was giving out that to save money to buy another Mercedes, it will be maybe 2-3 years. And he just comes. And Oga say, go. He go. And I try to save again. He comes. And Oga say, go. He go. Now I try to save again. But now he's not even waiting for me to blink before he brings the harvest. Amen?
Amen.
There will be multiple harvests here.
Amen.
If you are teachable, you are reachable. The same way it has worked for me to work for you.
Amen.
This is what I knew 1991. I said, I am not earning salary from this church. And I've not earned salary from this ministry since 1991. And I said, the highest level, you know this, those of you who do with grade level and with your friends in government, the highest level, I think it's grade level 17 or 18. 18, that's what do you call them? Super Pamsec. Super. But that's still limited. 18. 18 is a limited figure, isn't it? You still have 19, 20, and 100, and more than that. So they can never smell anything above that. And I called my team. Israel Ofurie was the accountant. Shego was the director of mission. I called them. I said, remove me from church salary. I'm not earning. They said, Daddy, why? You are preaching. The word of God will be broken. And all of that. I said, no. I am going on level, oh God, inexhaustible level. If I'm on level 1,000 with God today, next year I'll be on level 2,000. No Pamsec can come there. Commissioners can't come there. No. Amen. But I say, I will only need to locate how to serve God, how to approach God. Praise God. Let me give you another second key and then we'll get up and get exalted before him. Number two, no matter how tough, remain excited. What am I saying? I want you to know something, oh God. Within a few minutes, I'll continue from there on Wednesday in the Uncommon Breakthrough Prayer Night. That Wednesday, there's going to be mantle service here. Whatever you carry will be your mantle. And when Elisha carried the mantle and came to River Jordan, that should be a hard time and an obstacle. River Jordan opened to Elisha. The way doors have opened to me, it will open to you.
Yeah.
Understand, Elisha placed value on the mantle of his master. Now, when Elijah was going across River Jordan opened. Now Elisha is coming back with the mantle of his master. He had value for it. He has respect for that mantle. You never see Elisha spoken lightly of his master before. Great value for that anointing. He carried that mantle. He came. River Jordan, you obeyed my master. You must obey his son. Now listen to me. And River Jordan opened. His colleagues who were hesitating to follow the other time, they saw what had happened. They all went on their knees before Elisha. The other time, both of them were sons of prophet. Today, they are son to the son of prophet. They said, oh boy, we are no more equals. The spirit of your master doth rest on you. What happened to him is what we now see happening to you. Now listen, they all had equal opportunity to know how to approach God and serve God and relate to the man of God. They all had that equal opportunity. They ignored it. But he followed through. On Wednesday night, come with your mantle. Now it will open doors for you. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, will go through. Where they say doors can open, it will open to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I give you this key and just speak a little bit about it today and we continue there on Wednesday night. Praise God. Amen. Now in the book of Exodus chapter 29 verse 29. Please let's look at that scripture together. And I just connect you there very shortly. In Exodus chapter 29 verse 29. Look at what the Bible says there. Is anybody there? Can we read it together? Oh sorry. Did I say Exodus? Forgive me. Sometime. The computer had a glitch. Amen. It's Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Even computer have glitches, isn't it? So if there are too many there, sometimes they can be confused. Amen. That was a glitch. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Let's look at that scripture. What is it? The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. So there are spiritual secrets that when you lay hold on, the world will open to you. These secrets are not with one old bearded gurus in India. They say, come and get secret of wisdom. If they knew what secret of wisdom is, they would not be staying in that pauper, pampered, smelly place. As people are going to gurus. Gurus for what? You are more than a guru. Because you got the Spirit of God on the inside of you. The guru doesn't have the Spirit of God. He has the spirit of the world. Amen. That's not the wisdom we're talking about. There is what we call the wisdom of the world. That's what the gurus, so-called gurus, are using. And when you have the Spirit of God, you are a super guru, my friend. Now he said, hear what he says in that scripture. He said, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and our children forever. That we may do, not to hear. We may do all the words of this law. Not to hear what the scripture says, but to do what the scripture says. Now, so where are the secret things of God revealed? The preaching of the word. When we take the word of God and deliver the principles and the revelation, the secret things of God are being revealed to you and your children. But when you only when you do them, do you have the blessings? Praise God. And in this season, everybody shouting, hardship, hardship, hardship. We are revealing to you the secrets of the Lord our God. This secret shall make you great in this generation. One of such secrets is to remain excited. Remain what? Remain excited. Listen, I am not happy because of results. I'm happy because I'm a child of God. Amen. One pastor came to me many years ago in Lagos. He said that, look at everything God has done in this ministry. He said, every platform God has used to establish is successful. He said, I am not making noise. He said, if God give me one tenth of what you have here, he said, I will make noise. Oh. He said, I will make noise. I said, this thing is not in noise making. Sometimes you make noise, you become an empty drum. Let God do his thing. You keep serving as a servant. Amen. Amen. Then you will never come to a point to attempt to share the glory with him. Praise God. Listen, let me declare and declare bold from the depth of my heart that in this assembly, hard time shall be disgrace in your life. As you hear these principles and you do them, greatness is inevitable in your life. You shall rise to heights in life. The world shall see it and they shall say, God has done something for them. Yes, God has done something because you see, it said, and we are glad. Gladness is coming upon your family. Gladness is coming upon your family. What did I say? It's the next wisdom key. Be excited. Oh, you are not saying something there. Say that to seven people around you. Hallelujah. You are going to dance. Be excited. I just introduced that to you. Maybe I continue from here on Wednesday, right? I just introduced that to you. But you must know this. Say to somebody, I must remain excited. In spite of my circumstances. You see, dry seasons are afraid of people who are excited. God has no respect for dry seasons at all. Because he is the maker of rain. The response to dry season is rain. The rain is the blessing. Somebody shout, the blessing is coming. The blessing is coming. Let me speak it again. 20 pungent jobs are released upon Salamis. Promotions are released upon Salamis. Increase is released upon Salamis. In the mighty name of Jesus. When others are crying and lamenting, you are rejoicing in the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Shouting loud, God has secrets. Part of that is what is being revealed to us. That we may do it. Now look at what that Deuteronomy chapter 28 tells you. Don't sit down anymore because we're rounding up. It says, if you listen obediently to the voice of God. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 and 2. The message translation, please. You are in KJV. Get to message translation. If you listen obediently to the voice of the Lord. So it takes listening obediently to the voice of the Lord. You may not hear an audible voice, but this is the voice of the Lord documented for you. If you listen diligently. Amen. You know the reason I don't take offense against people? If you like, go and do anything you want to do. Now there are people who this hand have raised and who have opened their mouths to speak against me. I don't respond. Because you see, if you take away spirit of offense from your spirit, you open the door for the blessing. One of the greatest obstacles to your blessing flow is a spirit of offense. I don't secretly wish any, no matter what you speak against me, I don't wish you to fail. No, because I cannot entertain the seed of failure. The blessing runs away where the spirit of offense is. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he said, if you listen carefully, where is the message? If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily, somebody say heartily. Heartily. I will heartily, I will excitedly obey the word. Amen. Heartily obey all his commands that I command you today. God, your God, not their God. Come on. God, who's God?
My God.
Who's God?
My God?
I like people who know how to personalize that. He said, God, my God. God, your God will place you where? That's why I've been doing what I'm doing. So God can place you on high. High above the hard times. High above what you are going through. High above diseases plaguing your body. And in this service today, any disease and sickness in your body shall obey the voice of the Lord. They shall be crumbled in Jesus' name. God, your God, will place you on high. High above all nations of the world. Are you hearing this? Very soon, God will change your level. I was telling my children a story on how God can locate you with favor. I was in Minneapolis to preach 1994. And when the preacher, the family, and the elders, the leaders of the church came to pick me from the airport, they were trying to explain to me, say, you know, in U.S. you are not known yet, and so we didn't place your picture on the handbill. You know, an African preacher really have to make a proof in U.S. because there are many proven preachers here. It doesn't bother me. It's not a picture. In fact, that kind of thing provoked me to go and talk to my father. And I went into the room where they gave me and just put my stomach on the bed. Lord, if you did call me, I have been called to make a proof. I'm not here to make a proof. But let your anointing answer. Period. The first night, the word of God went and God did all he was doing. The couple came to my room late that night and said, sir, tomorrow night you are preaching again. They gave me only one slot. I ended up becoming the main speaker. And I said, you are preaching tomorrow night, you are preaching Saturday, and you are concluding on Sunday. Ah! But my name is not. What about these people whose names, whose pictures are here? I said, oh, we've got to call some of them to postpone their coming. 6 months later, they said I should come. This time, it was a fanfare. They came to receive me from the airport. And took me straight to the afternoon session. Now listen, the afternoon session was on, the preacher was on, and I just came. Feel sense the program before I go to my hotel room and I'm preaching this night. And I came all the way from Port Harcourt. And I came and sat down. And the wife of the pastor, when he went to take offering, he said, I am led of God to take one special offering. He said, we went to visit this man in Nigeria. He said, you do not know the man God has blessed us with here. And she began to talk on and on and on and on. I said, do you enjoy, how many of you want a breakthrough, sweatless breakthrough? And a lot of people raised their hands. And I said, I want every one of you, first of all, go drop a seed under his feet. Excuse me, I've not preached now. I have not preached yet. And they have already raised $3,000. 1992, that was money, man. Now, I have not preached, and you already raised $3,000. Come and drop seed under his. And I finished that service, I was going back on Monday and came to the airport. Excuse me, remember? I'm coming with my economy ticket. Praise God. And the lady, does he know me? White lady, who I'm meeting for the first time. And, sir, I'm upgrading you. Upgrading me what? I didn't even know the language of upgrade because I was just beginning to fly. And then she pulled out a first class boarding pass for me. Boy, upgrade. Now, do I confess to you? I went to first class. They'll come and say, what do you want, sir? No. I've never flown. Because I've never flown first class. I didn't know if they were going to give me a bill or this. I didn't know it was free. And I only ate one meal. All the others were taking. I said, at least we're going to pay. They'll come around again. They'll come around again. And, what do you want, sir? No. I don't. Oh, this bushman didn't know anything. I would have just enjoyed that flight. From Minneapolis all the way to Frankfurt, I ate once. And all the people in first class have eaten 3, 4, 5, 7 times. As for anything, I was afraid, I was embarrassed, I didn't know the law. Now this is what's happening to the children of God. The heaven and the earth is for you, but you are so embarrassed to take it. You don't know the law of this thing. You don't know the principle of this thing, and the enemy is just cheating you. No more, because everything has to drop off here. It got so bad that somebody knew that this man is not used to the law of first class. And he came and, sir, everything they serve here is free. How can all of this be free? How can? all of it. Then I began to regret that I've not been taking them since. No, I couldn't recover all of them because they were, what I've missed was already too much. Listen, somebody. Everything you have missed in this kingdom, as you understand from today, how to approach God, how to serve God, you shall recover them. I destroy every spirit of poverty in your family. Every spirit of stagnation. Diseases, go. Stagnation, go. In the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit behind sin, go. In the name of Jesus. Every curse is destroyed here today. Let me hear somebody shout, I cannot be cursed. I am under the blessing. I cannot be sick. I have the healing power of the Holy Ghost. I am alive. I am healthy. I am excited. I am living long. I'm living strong. I'm living healthy. I am living wealthy. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift your two hands up and say, Lord, I'm excited. Excited because you are God. I'm excited because you are forever. I'm excited because you hold the heavens and the earth. Now my destiny is not in the hand of my enemy. They cannot determine what I become. My circumstance does not determine my tomorrow. My faith does. And my faith tells me to be excited. I'm excited, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you are sick in your body, lay your hand upon wherever the pain is and the sickness is. And now in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of God upon this commission, I command every disease and their seed to be uprooted from your life in the name of Jesus. I declare this week your most glorious week. Your most favored week. Your most favored week. Your most favored week. I want you to say that to yourself, my most favored week. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Extraordinary Life Podcast with Archbishop Sam Amago.